Senate Transportation Committee is called to order. Good morning, welcome. Also want to greet the internet listeners. Appreciate you taking the time to listen in. Reminder, make sure you turn off all cell phones and or any other electronic equipment. Secretary, may I call the roll, please?
Senators Hansen.
Here.
Hoagie.
Here.
Volchek. McCracken.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Napoli.
Here.
Garnos.
Here. We have a quorum with the majority of the members elect present. The chair will entertain a motion for approval of minutes. It has been moved by Senator McCracken, seconded by Senator Hoagie. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Reminder, all testifiers, make sure you sign in, please. And if you have a handout, we will help you hand those out and make sure you identify yourself and who you are representing. And make sure all the questions please go through the chair. Our agenda for today, if you look at the bottom of the calendar, House Bill 1170, we're going to defer that until Tuesday, February 5th. There is going to be an out-of-town guest that will come in and testify that, and we're going to do that. Other than that, we will go in order, and the first bill up is Senate Bill 167. This is an act to revise the penalty for a train blocking a street, road, highway under certain circumstances. Good morning. Welcome, Senator Lentz.
Good morning. Good morning, members of the committee. Senator Jim Lentz, I'm going to make this easy for you folks this morning. In the process that we go through every year, I usually, when a constituent brings a bill or an idea for a bill forward, I try to get a lot of footwork done. I try to talk the constituent into doing the footwork and work things out, and in this particular case it worked. Constituent in this case was Mike Ortner with the Fall River Commissioners, and the people of Edgemont were concerned because of some problems they were having in Edgemont. So the process worked. They got with the Burlington Northern, and Mr. Brian Sweeney was the person they went through. And the crossing that they were having the problem with is being moved, and everything worked out fine. So, Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that you send this to the 36th day, and the process is working. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator Lentz. Any further proponents, Senate Bill 167? Any further proponents?
Question?
Yes, Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a situation up in my area, same problem as this. Can we as a state have anything to do with the railroads? Is that a federal situation, or can we have any jurisdiction over railroads in state?
Senator Lentz?
Well, I think that if you're having a problem, do similar to what they did in Edgemont. Try to work through the local dispatcher, and then if that, just go up the ladder. And I think most instances they will probably take care of it, but I don't know. I believe that I just read an article the other day that we may have a problem on a state level
regulating
them.
Thank you, Mr.
In fact, if you check, there was a decision just recently in the courts that might affect that, but I can't say it verbatim. So.
I'll just quickly ask, are there any further proponents, Senate Bill 167? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 167? Any further questions from the committee at the time? Any further questions from the committee? Anything else you want to add, Senator Lentz? Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Chair closes public hearing on Senate Bill 167. It's open for committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator McCracken.
Brief comment. I would like to commend Senator Lentz for working with the constituent, working through this, and so we will not need this legislation. And again, thanks to Senator Lentz and his constituent. And based on his advice, I would move that 167 go to the 36th legislative day.
Cheers. Okay. It has been moved by Senator McCracken to move Senate Bill 167 to the 36th legislative day. It has been seconded by Senator Sutton. Any further remarks? Seeing no discussion, the motion again is to move Senate Bill 167 to the 36th day, which for those of you listening on the internet, that means the bill is essentially killed. All those in favor will say aye, opposed no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Hansen.
Aye.
Hauge.
Aye.
Kochek.
McCracken. Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye. Vote is 6 votes for, 0 against to move to the 36th legislative day. Therefore, it has received a majority of the votes elected.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It'll be the last time I thank you for filling my bill.
See you, Senator Lentz.
Thank you, Senator Lentz. Next up on our agenda is House Bill 1014. This is an act to stagger the licensing of snowmobiles and boats. Good morning, Director Hilmer.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. In the bill that you have before you this morning, we consider this being a consumer-friendly bill in that it will allow people to actually renew their boats and snowmobiles at the same time that they do their other vehicles. And this bill is being introduced so that we can, with our new computer system that Senator McCracken is so anxious to see working, will actually provide a mechanism where people, it will, when they come in to register, it will bring up all of their vehicles, and then those vehicles that they choose to register at that time, they can. Now, if I choose not to register, I don't have to, but if I don't register, my plates have to be expired for an entire 12-month period before I would be charged back. So Game Fish and Parks looked at this bill, and we have worked with the Snowmobile Association. They made a couple of amendments to it, and we think the bill's in good form and ready to go, and we look at it as consumer-friendly, and we ask that you pass it. I'd be happy to answer any questions at the appropriate time.
Thank you very much. Are there any further proponents to House Bill 1014? Any further proponents? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1014? Any opponents? Committee, you have any questions at the current time? Any questions at all? Chair closes public hearing on House Bill 1014. It's open for committee discussion and or action. Senator Hauge.
Chairman, I move to pass House Bill 1014.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved by Senator Hauge, do pass, seconded by Senator Hansen, do pass on House Bill 1014. Any further remarks? Seeing no more discussion. The motion again is do pass on House Bill 1014. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Hansen.
Aye.
Hauge.
Aye.
Kochek. McCracken.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Second.
There's been a motion by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator McCracken, to move House Bill 1014 to the consent calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor? And it goes to the consent calendar. And I would like Senator Hauge and Hansen, if you guys would take that in your caucus, if need to be. So that moves us on to House Bill 1038. And this is an act to revise certain provisions regarding accident reports and insurance premium increases involving the operations of emergency snow removal equipment. Good morning, Mr. Nevin.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee. My name is Bill Nevin. I'm with the Department of Transportation. Last year, the legislature approved House Bill 1016, which provided that if a law enforcement officer, a firefighter, or an emergency medical technician, while on duty and while responding to an emergency call to duty in an official vehicle, was involved in an accident, that accident would not go on their personal driving history and could not be used by an insurer to raise their personal vehicle insurance premiums. When such an emergency call to duty arises in the wintertime, on occasion, the weather and road conditions sometimes require that responder through state radio to contact the Department of Transportation in order to have a snowplow operator get out on the highway to clear the way so that responder can reach the emergency call to duty. When other drivers would not and perhaps could not and definitely should not be out on the highway, that snowplow operator must go out on the highway because of the dangerous conditions to help that responder. while that emergency responder in his vehicle has the protection of that statute, the snowplow operator who is out there helping him get to the emergency and in fact leading the way does not have that same protection. This bill, House Bill 1038, would extend that same protection to snowplow operators in a very limited situation where the snowplow operator, lawfully engaged in the performance of his duty and responding to a call to duty to assist an emergency first responder get to the scene of an emergency, would be protected under this statute. Now, the frequency with which snowplow operators are asked to respond to such emergencies is obviously dependent on the weather. In the last few years, it hasn't happened very often. We've had relatively mild winters. Over the long haul, our regions report that probably about 3 or 4 times each winter per region, they're asked to help an emergency first responder respond to a call to duty. That varies obviously from region to region. It's probably a little more sometimes out in the Black Hills region, depending on the severity of the winter. While the state doesn't specifically track the number of accidents involving snowplow drivers in this particular situation while responding to a call to duty to assist an emergency first responder getting to the scene of an emergency, the number obviously would be very low. There may not be any such accidents over a several year period. I spoke with our safety director a couple of weeks ago and he advised me that he couldn't remember this happening in the last 5 years. However, it has happened in the past and obviously it could happen again in the future. Unfortunately, many of our winter snowplow drivers are part-time seasonal workers. Oftentimes, they are recently retired snowplow operators or highway maintenance workers, excuse me. And the potential economic impact to them on their personal insurance rates could well exceed the wages that they're paid for the part-time that they're out there on the highway. We believe what this bill proposes to do is eminently fair and reasonable. The impact on the insurance industry is obviously negligible, and we would ask for support for House Bill 1038. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Nevin. Are there further proponents to House Bill 1038? Any further proponents? Good morning. Welcome, sir.
Good morning. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Paul Elward. I'm with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, and we also support House Bill 1038. We represent the engineering and maintenance people from the DOT, plus many county and city people that operate snowplows. And we concur with the previous testimony and hope that you can pass this bill for the protection of those people who are called on in emergencies. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further proponents? House Bill 1038. Any further proponents? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1038? Are there any opponents? Mr. Nevin, do you need a minute for rebuttal there at all? Any questions? Okay.
Questions.
Okay. Any questions from the committee at the current time? Senator Sutton.
Just looking at the history of this bill a little bit, Mr. Nevin, I see that it was amended on the House floor and there was 46 yes and 22 no's on it. Can you help me understand? I didn't listen to the debate. What the controversy was?
I will recreate my recollection of the House. What happened on the House, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
The amendment was viewed by the department as a friendly amendment.
Okay.
The amendment simply clarified that the DOT snowplow operator would have to be responding to an emergency situation. We thought that the bill would be interpreted to begin with, but this was put on simply to clarify it. With respect to the vote, the only statements made on the, there was a question asked of the sponsor, the representative that carried the bill on the floor for the Senate or the House Transportation Commission, and they asked him what the impetus was for the bill. And the response given was that DOT was having trouble hiring snowplow operators because of the potential liability. And in fact, that is not the case. The impetus for the bill is simply as straightforward as it says in here. They're out there in the same situation that emergency first responders are. In fact, they're the ones leading the way. And it seems only fair to give that emergency first responder has that protection. The person leading the way and helping them get there should have it also.
Senator Sutton, follow up.
So basically what it keeps it consistent with what we did last year. It doesn't broaden, it just narrows it to that first responder type of a situation.
Yes, Senator okay. Sutton, that is correct. There was some concern, opposition voiced in House Transportation Committees that they were concerned about adding another group and they referenced the slippery slope. However, I don't think that's really a concern because, as you see, the bill relates to those folks whose call to duty requires them to respond to that emergency situation. And other than the emergency first responders that are currently in the law, as well as the snowplow operator who's helping them get there, I can't think of any other person who has a duty obligation to respond to that situation.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Napoli.
Since we've got a few minutes this morning and you're not in a hurry and I'm not, this is a really an interesting discussion. It I'm not following it. Going down what slippery slope? This seems like a no-brainer. I'll try that again. What slippery slope? What were they referring to?
I have no idea. They were concerned that, presumably by using that term, they were concerned that more and more exemptions would be added into this law, more and more people covered by it. Yet, I believe that the only people who would be responding would be emergency first responders and in the lifted.
I have a follow-up.
So I don't believe there's any danger of adding additional groups to this exemption. I don't know who that would be.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. But if there were further groups, we'd want to add them. I mean, this is just common sense.
I would think so.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. And then I have just one follow-up. Mm-hmm. The question that was put to the person on the floor that said we were having that obviously was not correct. Did that cause 22 people to vote against it, or did they just think that legislation wasn't necessary?
I
can't
say.
Okay.
Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When I was reading this, you picked out snowplow. Why wouldn't I know? There's some counties, our state has got like 6x6s. I'm trying to think of an example. So I thought, like, say, out in Buffalo, South Dakota, and you had 4 inches of rain and an ambulance has got to get out to a ranch 20 miles in the mud, and you might have to pull the ambulance out there. Why would we specifically say snowplow? Why wouldn't we say any vehicle needed, you know, for the emergency to get out there with, aided with, something along that order?
Mr. Chairman, I suppose that this body could do that if they chose. The winter driving situation is the obvious situation that is going to come up and affect DOT personnel. Typically.
Okay.
No further questions. Thank you. Any further questions, committee? Any further questions? Chair closes public hearing on House Bill 1038. It's open for committee discussion and or action. Senator McCracken.
Mr. Chair, I would move due pass on House Bill 1038.
Is there a second? It has been moved by Senator McCracken, seconded by Senator Haugie to do pass House Bill 1038. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion is do pass on House Bill 1038. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, no. The Secretary call the roll.
Senators Hansen.
Aye.
Haugie.
Aye.
Klocek. McCracken.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye. Senator Haugie. It has been moved by Senator Haugie. We have a due pass motion, and that did pass. And now we have a consent motion to House Bill 1038 by Senator Haugie, seconded by Senator Hansen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It moves to consent. House Bill 1038, once again, due pass, moves to consent calendar. And Senator McCracken and Senator Sutton, could you guys take that in your caucus if need be? Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
It has been moved by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Hauge. All those in favor say aye.
Fingers shoot out.
How come?